The number of hungry people is slowly coming down. Over the last two decades, we observe an overall reduction of about 17%. This should tell us that something is happening in this field. However, the picture we can draw is one in which we have progress, but not enough. There are two international benchmarks against which progress in fighting hunger is measured. One is the target set by the 1996 World Food Summit in FAO that said we have to reduce, to cut by 50% the number of hungry people by 2015. And the other one is the Millennium Development Goal 1 that said we have to cut by half prevalence of hungry people in the population, that is the percentage of hungry people in the population. Now, if we look at these two benchmarks, the first one is clearly out of reach. We won't be able to get there. We have at the moment, we said, 842 million estimated people suffering from hunger. We should be able to bring this number down to less than 500 million, and this is impossible in 2 years' time. The second one, though, is within reach. We could get there, but we would need additional effort.
In what sense?
Well, there are many things that can be done in this domain. We know that economic growth, economic opportunities, the growth of productivity, especially in agriculture, are all changes that can promote a reduction. However, we have also to take into account that economic growth per se is not enough. This can only come if governments, working together with other stakeholders in a society, mainstream food security. But we all have to attach a lot of importance to the issue. And to make it important, it means to put forward policies, to foster social protection, to promote a good investment climate, to promote good economic opportunities. This can all have an impact.
A number of countries have made progress, according to the report. From this list of countries, can you choose one and outline why they've progressed?
Okay, we can see the country like Ghana. They've managed to reduce at least what we call undernourishment, which is the number of people that have not enough food. And we see mainstreaming food security, mainstreaming the growth of productivity and generating economic opportunity for the whole of the population, including the poor, as a key element of this picture.
From NGOs to policymakers, what are countries encouraged to do?
Of course, each country has a specific recipe. We cannot think that we have one recipe that fits for all countries, but the nuances have to be decided based on the local conditions. Of course, to promote a reduction in hunger, you don't only need to focus on agriculture. Agriculture can be one important part, but a lot needs to be done also on other activities. In many instances, promoting more productivity in agriculture means allowing resources to go into different activities. So a more diversified economy can indeed promote growth and generate opportunities. This is interesting because when we look comparatively at this different dimension, we discover interesting things. If I can take again the example of Ghana, we see that in that case, by comparing indicators of undernourishment and indicators of the nutritional status of the population, we see that there is less progress on the second side, so less progress on nutrition. This is a precious indication to policymakers of the fact that their attention needs to focus particularly on the nutritional side and less perhaps on the availability of food.